Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wlander hits a fly ball into center field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 0-0. LaHood hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Manuel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Manuel moves to third. Nettles moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Manuel scores. Nettles moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rosboro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles scores. Cardenas moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to third for the out. Rosboro moves to second. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. Woodson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Lee Stang now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jones. Woodson moves to third. Olander moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Woodson scores. Olander moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of LaHood. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Olander scores. Oliva goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manuel strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Manuel out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stang is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas strikes out. 2 outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaHood is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHood strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Don Locke pinch hits for Lee Stang. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Locke strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Landis now pitching. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Manuel moves to third. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Manuel scores. Cardenas scores. It's 9-1, Twins. John Rosboro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Landis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Woodson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Woodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ulander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. LaHood is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHood for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Twins. George Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva bunts towards the mound. Landis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Landis. Carew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manuel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 10-4, Twins. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roggenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Killebrew. Joe LaHewitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaHewitt is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing shortstop. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Roseboro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roseboro for the out. 1 out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Woodson strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Conigliaro bunts towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from SQ and he is out, Scott applying the tag. Oliva moves to second. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. LaHewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Joe Askew, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. 2 outs. Dick Schofield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Jarvis now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Rosboro, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosboro is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Bob Allison, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 4 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Tyskinski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thomas out. 2 outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.